October 31st, 2000. This is Detective Kerry Peterson. I'm talking with... He's an employee of AMR as a paramedic. He was riding in Rescue Unit 451 on October 22nd during when he responded to an officer-involved shooting in the city of Camarillo. This is reference RB number 2001-93933. Could you spell your first and last name fully for me, please?
Absolutely. First name is...
Okay, and if you could just start with where you guys were at in the evening of the 22nd, which was, a couple Fridays ago. If you could tell me, when as of the time that you got the call, what you did, what you saw, and what kind of things you heard.
Sure. I don't remember exactly what time the call came at. I don't remember. I don't have any paperwork in front of me.
Somewhere around 4 o'clock, sound about right?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
We were actually in the city of Ventura on the east side of Ventura on a cover assignment. We're usually the Camarillo unit, but we were out there on a cover assignment. And we got a call that of a possible shooting in Camarillo. So I believe they responded two units. One was Rescue 443 and the other one was 451, which I was on. They initially, initial report that there was possibly four shooting victims and ended up being possibly one shooting victim. We got actually canceled and then re-responded a no-code response to come in as second ambulance in. When we got there, there was a paramedic, a patient that was being putting in a C-spine immobilization on the ground. The whole scene was roped off with yellow do not cross type tape. We approached the scene, we were told where to park, came up, and paramedic gave me a report of what was going on. Apparently, I even forgot how old this gentleman was, maybe 24. I don't even remember his name now.
That's okay.
Okay. He was already being packaged up medically. That means he had a neck collar on, a cervical collar, and he was being placed on a stiff backboard and being packaged up for me. The report William gave me was that he was involved in the shooting here. He was driving a car that apparently was trying to get away from some sort of situation. I didn't get any details, but that he was complaining of some neck and back pain.
Okay, so he was the driver? Is that your understanding?
Apparently this was the driver, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he was actually, when they were working on him, it was right by a vehicle, and the vehicle had some minor to moderate damage on the left driver's side and the door as well, and it looked like a bullet hole right in the middle of the windshield.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that this was, would I be correct in assuming this was a suspect? Was this, was there officers there watching over him?
Yes, or? Yes, there was one. I forgot the officer's name was actually, yes, over him. He was actually handcuffed to the backboard with two handcuffs, one on each hand.
Okay, so...
each wrist.
All right, so it would be safe to assume that he was a suspect,
yes.
Not another police officer.
Yes, no, this... Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right,
and,
so... did you drive the... Were you driving Unit 451?
No, I was actually the attendant, and I actually had a paramedic intern with me. His name was... he still is...
Okay.
So he's under doing his paramedic internship under my preceptorship.
Okay.
So he was packaged up, put on our gurney. I asked if there was a special destination or hospital that they would like to go since there was no life-threatening injuries. The suspect or the patient can actually go to any hospital that's available. and I believe, I don't remember who, but they requested that the patient go to VCMC, which is Ventura County Medical Center.
Okay.
And I had no problem with that. We loaded up the patient. An officer was on board with us, and the patient remained handcuffed to the backboard, and we transported to VCMC.
Did you hear him at any time say any spontaneous statements about the incident at all?
Let me see. I did ask him what happened, yes, because I needed to know exactly how he came about his injuries. He said that, I don't remember exactly if he said he was trying to get away or not, but he remembers, he told me he crashed, and he stated that he blacked out for a brief second, and the next thing you know, somebody was telling him to keep his hands up and put his hands on the steering wheel or do something law enforcement related, as far as not, don't do anything, just stay still, don't move, keep your hands there, and like being getting ready to be taken into custody, and which he complied, and that's pretty much all he said.
Okay, and then you guys, once you got him to VCMC, what did you do with him?
He was loaded onto a hospital bed. The officer remained there. He remained handcuffed. We actually took the handcuff off our backboard, and it went on to the hospital bed, and there was a report given to the nurse there as to what happened, and that was about it.
Okay. All right. That's about it.